An example of church unity, August 6. The Lord added to the church daily those who were being saved. To the early church had been entrusted a constantly enlarging work, that of establishing centers of light and blessing wherever there were honest souls willing to give themselves to the service of Christ. The proclamation of the gospel was to be worldwide in its extent, and the messengers of the cross could not hope to fulfill their important mission unless they should remain united in the bonds of Christian unity, and thus reveal to the world that they were one with Christ in God. Had not their divine leader prayed to the Father, "Keep through thine own name those whom thou hast given me, that they may be one, as we are?" And had he not declared of his disciples, "The world hath hated them, because they are not of the world?" Had he not pleaded with the Father that they might be made perfect in one, "that the world may believe that thou hast sent me?" Their spiritual life and power was dependent on a close connection with the one by whom they had been commissioned to preach the gospel. Only as they were united with Christ could the disciples hope to have the accompanying power of the Holy Spirit and the cooperation of angels of heaven. With the help of these divine agencies they would present before the world a united front and would be victorious in the conflict they were compelled to wage unceasingly against the powers of darkness. As they should continue to labor unitedly, heavenly messengers would go before them, opening the way, hearts would be prepared for the reception of truth, and many would be won to Christ. So long as they remained united, the church would go forth fair as the moon, clear as the sun, and terrible as an army with banners. Nothing could withstand her onward progress. The church would advance from victory to victory, gloriously fulfilling her divine mission of proclaiming the gospel to the world. The organization of the church at Jerusalem was to serve as a model for the organization of churches in every other place where messengers of truth should win converts to the gospel. Those to whom was given the responsibility of the general oversight of the church were not to lord it over God's heritage, but, as wise shepherds, were to feed the flock of God.